Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dolphin Holly.
I am your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
This week's episode, it's going to be a short one, but it's going to be a sweet, sweet one.
Yeah.
We are going to be announcing the Sticky the Kitty giveaway winner. We will also be, you know, Caleb, it's the first day of January.
January 1st.
We had 2019. Last year. We had a few promises we wanted to keep for ourselves. We want to check in on those
New Year's resolutions.
So checking in on the New Year's resolution, setting some big standards for next year. This year.
Anyways. Next year. This year.
Next year. This year. This year for next year.
Business time. We got a patreon.com/expressiveboys. Go look at us there. If you wanted to donate, you can give us money for different tiers to win different perks. Or not win, but get different perks. We have an Instagram and a Twitter at the Espresso Boys. Go look at us there. And then with our, we said the first episode of the month, we're going to do a Friends review for each season.
Correct.
This was supposed to come out yesterday. So the Friends review will be next week.
Yeah.
Just so I know everybody's itching to hear that.
Yeah, everyone's itching to hear what we think about Friends season
spoiler
one.
Alert, not good.
I don't want to give it too much away, but yeah. Bad.
We have been doing a giveaway contest for the last two-ish weeks of Brandon's dad's book. What's it called? A Sticky Situation?
A Sticky Situation starring Sticky the Kitten.
And Chuck Hawley.
And Chuck Hawley. Mainly the kitten.
Yeah. So we are doing a giveaway, and we have a winner. Brandon, you want to give me a drum roll?
Yeah.
The winner is Marissa Brown.
Marissa Brown.
Congratulations.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
She won because she posted on Instagram, and that's how everybody was entered into our contest.
And
because everybody posted.
And it was great. So we will be handing that to you personally.
Yeah.
With a bow on it.
Along with, I believe we said LaCroix and an Espresso Boys sticker.
Oh.
Or two.
Your year's off to a good start, Marissa. Yeah. Thank you for those who entered.
This is your year.
We appreciate you. We love you. And thank you, Marissa, for winning. Thank you for that.
Thank you for winning.
Thank you for winning. New Year's resolutions. So
we made some New Year's resolutions last year.
Yep.
I think pretty close to today's date 1 year ago. It was episode 4 of the Expressibles podcast. We've come a long way since then.
I'm looking at them right now. Do you want to like bounce, you know, one after
the other? Yeah, so I'll read yours. Your first one,
yeah.
And then you kind of go off of that, right? So, Brandon, your first New Year's resolution of 2018 was to love what you see in the mirror. How'd you do on that?
You know, I feel like that's always something.
Always the goal.
I'm always just trying to strive for, you know, loving myself more.
Yeah.
Having more me time. I feel good. I think I'm better than I was last year. I'm always getting better.
Yeah.
You know, every day, new challenge. Say 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Wow. Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You look in the mirror.
Yeah.
What word do you see?
What word do I see?
Yeah, like to describe what you see. One word.
Power.
Power.
I'd say power. I definitely say
power. Okay, yeah. All right, that's good.
Thank you.
Proud of you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Big strides. 2019's your year.
Yours. Gym every day. You had a little bit of a caveat on that one, though.
Yeah.
I believe you said only on the weekdays, though.
Uh-huh.
But your weekdays got pretty busy, so I think you kind of narrowed it down to most Mondays.
Most Mondays. I want to go to the gym every day of 2018.
How did that one go for you?
Well, there's, 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah.
So that would mean to be successful at this, I go to the gym, we'll say 50 weeks or 50 times during the year.
Yeah, right.
I would say I did that, but I don't think it was mostly Mondays.
Did you actually go to the gym 50 times this year?
I'd say so.
What gym do you go to?
I go to Fitness Republic.
This episode is brought to you by Fitness Republic of Vacaville.
Yeah. Well, they have a couple different locations. They got a couple different locations.
Oh. Well, we're specifically bringing it to you by Vacaville.
We got no money for that.
I didn't think you actually went to the gym just because you like how small you are.
Yeah. A lot of cardio for this one. Okay, Brandon. Number two, your second New Year's resolution in 2018 was to never say no to adventure.
I think that for that one, Caleb, people who know me best know that I love to do different things and explore and really get out of the house. I hate being inside.
Target.
I never want to be indoors.
Venture at Target.
That's yeah, love it. Nice. I'm kind of a nature junkie. You know me?
Yeah. I know you.
Always talking about nature, thinking about it, and like wanting to get out there.
Dirt,
so,
trees.
Definitely don't like being, like I said, indoors, like having a nice quiet space to myself.
You'd hate that.
Yeah. With the comfort of AC or heater, depending on the season. I don't want that. I want to be a little more rugged. Mm-hmm. I want to experience some dirt between the toes.
A little sand in all your crevices.
Yeah. So that one, like I said, anyone who knows me, they know that was a big
hit. So you did good?
Yeah. That was a big hit this year for me. Always saying yes to adventure. That was me.
Name one adventure you went on this year.
There's so many that come to mind that it's hard to narrow it down. So Caleb, one of yours was volunteer at the soup kitchen.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay.
Right. Didn't volunteer at the soup kitchen.
Next one.
I thought about it a lot. But I like I said, if you look back at my gym schedule, really busy, had to just Mondays. I didn't have time.
Sure.
Kitchen, barely had time for myself, for pizza's sake. Gee whiz.
Give me a break here.
I don't have time for a soup kitchen. Your next one, Brandon, is eat more chocolate.
I think my waistline would agree.
Oh, that's for all the Facebook moms, right?
I believe you said 2018 is the year for the year of tap.
Yeah, I was thinking. I did. We throw back to third grade. I did tap for about 6 months. Loved it.
Sick.
I did one performance. We've talked about it before. I fell on stage, tripped.
Right, right.
Never tap danced again.
Which then you decided this year, like last year, 2018. That's the year of tap.
You know, it just always had that itch. Never got back into it. One thing led to another. Have not. Outside
Caleb.
Of privately in my room, of course. I tap for hours a day, privately on the carpet. Just, I guess you could call it stomp more than tap, but publicly I have not tap danced.
One out of ten. How do you think you did on that one, Caleb?
Well, on the passion,
yeah.
Wise, I'd give myself a 10. But
great. Like actually applying it.
I'd say zero.
Okay.
I didn't really do any strides for that. But there's always 2019.
Zero that's times 10 equals 10. So, so that's good.
You can always look at that. All right. Your next one, Brandon. And this is a simple one. This is just one time thing.
Yeah.
All you have to do. Go to a cooking class.
Right.
How'd that go?
You know what?
Learn a lot.
I define a cooking class because
class where you learned
when
to
cook. I did not work at Google, but I worked for Bon Appetit at Google. I had to work with the chefs.
The song.
On a couple shifts. So they showed me stuff.
Did you say it was kind of like a class?
Oh, you know what, dude? I think I did a master class with Gordon Ramsay.
Was that the YouTube thing?
Yeah. How long, was that longer than that last year? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, so no.
Okay.
Yeah, big no on that one. Caleb.
Yeah.
Learn to love yourself.
Oh, killed it.
Feeling good?
Knocked it out of the park.
Feeling comfy and confident?
10 out of 10. Comfy, confident, casual. Listen, here's what I want to say to all you people listening right now. I want you to love yourself, all right? I want you to love yourself whether you're outside hitting the towns with your best makeup on, wearing your Kim Kardashian makeups, but I want you to love yourself just as much, just in your sweats, sitting on your couch, eating your bonbons.
I want you to love yourself at your best, and hey, look at me, listen to me. I want you to love yourself at the worst.
Yeah, because if you can love yourself at the worst, you'll always love yourself.
Right, and because then it's like...
And don't settle. Oh, for pizza's sake, don't settle.
Pizza's sake.
Pizza.
Why would you ever settle? Not you're worth more than that.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to out there, huh? Who we got?
Hey, it's yourself at the door.
Why don't you go answer it?
Let me in. Love yourself.
Open up. Let me in.
Guys, we haven't gotten a lot of sleep, just so you know.
It is the first day of January, and we slept for a few good hours for sure, but
maybe not even.
Honestly, I feel like
I feel like I slept for 2 hours.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Don't feel
over
good
here. So, yeah. So you learned to love yourself. You feel like you did well.
Yeah,
good.
Killed it.
All right.
Your next one was to be more present. Put your phone down. Right. Don't blink.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Honestly, for the blinking part, not great.
You blinked?
It turns out, yeah, a few times actually.
Okay.
Turns out that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And then being more present, I'd say probably again not great.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't really care about that.
2018 for not caring.
Right.
We all know that.
2019. We'll talk about that one. Caleb, you said that last year you wanted to spend more time with your family, specifically your cat, whose name is Debbie.
Yes. Sweet, sweet Debbie.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like I did pretty good. I bought her some new toys.
Nice.
Invested in some better quality kitty litter.
Good.
I buy her Rachel Ray brand cat food.
That's pretty serious.
She's like taps with me sometimes. So the time I spend tapping, she's there with me.
Hours.
Right next to me, stomping.
Stomping.
So I think I did great on that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'm glad you and Debbie are a little closer now.
Your next one is, you said that for 2018, every day is a blank page, Brandon. You want to write a 365 page book, and you want it to be a good one.
That's right.
How's this book? Where can we buy it?
Listen.
Amazon.
This book right here.
Bounty Books.
It's not for sale. You want to know why? Mm-hmm. I'm storing it in my safe, keeping it locked away so that I can always go back and reflect on these sweet, sweet memories of 2018. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to sit down next to a nice warm fire, have a cup of cocoa, and just start thumbing through this and just reflecting. Just reflecting. Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, I remember that one. Oh, wow, that was that one. It was a good book.
You remember... You look on Instagram today, everybody's doing their 2018 memories. That's your book.
That's your book, bud. That's the one.
You got to do a 365 post on your Instagram story,
Brandon. I'm so sorry to all the people who are going to go through my Instagram story and
365.
They're going to break the right side of their phone.
And this is a little off topic, but if you guys did those memories thing...
Stop.
Stop. All right, what's the next one?
Caleb, you wanted to eat healthier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller portions, bite size.
Same portions, cut up smaller was my goal. Killed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it. Good. Name a food.
Steak.
I could cut that. So it kind of just works like that.
That's good.
Yeah, you wanted to do yoga.
Yeah.
I believe you said it just like this. One word, yoga.
Yeah, I did. I do remember that. I stretched a bunch this year.
For basketball?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm going to say, I did it. One word, yoga. Let me give you another word. Let me give you one more word. Yeah.
Did it.
So.
Let me give you one word. Did it.
Did it. All right. You said you wanted to collect bird beaks.
Yeah, well... See, that was just a fad I was going through.
That was something you're going through.
It was a phase. We all go through the bird beak phase.
Sure.
It didn't happen.
I'm gonna tag team this one with the last one, which is kill less people.
I did pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'd say I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'd say I killed less people.
I'm not a monster. I don't have the numbers sitting right here.
I'm not a weirdo. I killed less people than last year, though. I'm pretty sure.
What do you do?
For your last one, Brandon. You said you want to sing like no one's listening, dance like no one's watching, love like I've never been hurt. How'd you do?
Check, 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 Caleb. Yes, yes, and yes. This was a new year. That was a new me.
Yeah.
2017, Brandon. Who was that guy? I love so hard this year.
And let me say this, Brandon. I love that your first resolution and your last resolution just go hand in hand. You want to love what you see in the mirror? Dance like no one's watching. Sing like no one's listening. Love like no, like you've never been. Love like it's never hurt.
Yeah.
Love that, Brandon.
It's a 2018. 2018. That was my year.
28T was my year.
28T. We have some new ones.
Today's January 1st.
And some new resolutions.
New year, new us.
We want to, as the viewer, we want you to help us to be accountable for these.
Just like you did last year. You held us accountable. We nailed all of them.
Thank you for every single person who listens, keeping us accountable. What's one of yours, Caleb?
My first one, and I only have a couple this year because, as we saw, I didn't do necessarily great at 2018 with my resolution. Sure. So I figure a few less, but you can put more focus on each one.
Okay.
Is that right?
That feels good.
I want to have a reason to wear makeup.
Oh.
I want to have a reason to go out.
And
here's the thing. I'll wake up, just put on a little bit of blush, a little bit of eyeliner. You know how you do.
Sure.
But if I'm trying to love myself, how can I love myself when I'm covering it up every day? So
good.
Don't wear makeup unless I have a reason to go out.
That's a really good one.
Thank you.
I want to shower at least twice a week.
Opposed to what you've been doing?
Less than that. So here's why, though. You might think that's crazy talk.
I saw you shower today.
Twice a week. You did see me shower today. Thank you for watching, too. I want to shower at least twice a week.
Okay.
Again, that might sound crazy and kind of nuts, throwing some people aback, if you will. I'm not an insane person.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's good for like hygiene reasons to shower more than twice a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
So I'm a little confused. Are you implying that you shower once a week as of now? And if so, then you started off the year right because you showered this morning. So you're 100% right now.
So I don't shower. Next to never. And that feel like that should change because, you know, I mean, how much do you shower?
Usually every morning.
7 days?
7 days a week. 365 days a year. Double that for the next year.
So I'll charge twice a week.
Okay. Baby steps. We're getting there.
I thought.
6 years from now, you'll be showering every day.
That's too much right now, but that's too much to think about right now. So what's your next one?
My next one is, I don't want to apologize for being me.
Good.
You don't like me? That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. Get out of my face. But I'm me, and that's okay. So if you have a problem, it's your fault.
I love that, Caleb.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is getting out of here. You got a next one, Brandon?
I'd like to brush my teeth.
All right. Can we just put all these together? You just want to have better hygiene? Would be a good...
It kind of just sounds like you need better hygiene is what, yeah.
Is there a master class on that?
I was hoping. Just better hygiene in general would be cool. Mm-hmm. Showers, teeth brushings.
Here's my question, Brandon. Do you do laundry? Do you do laundry?
Sometimes. Well, no. But here's why. I don't
wear clothes.
That's the thing about it. I just don't need to.
Yeah. Most people need to do laundry. Not me. This is my last one.
All right.
And for this one, I want to find a candle that is me.
Is you?
That is me.
You want to find a candle that is you?
And what I mean by that is, you ever been in the tub?
Not only, I mean,
I guess
not often.
No, I guess you haven't been in the tub. Okay. I just want to relax.
Okay.
Find a candle. Be me. Relax. In the tub. Light a few candles. I want to make a habit.
So you want to find a candle that is you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to, the way that you're going to do that.
That equates to me testing out a lot of candles. in the tub.
How do you know when you showering. Found your candle that is you?
Oh, I'll know.
Okay.
And when I know, I'll share it.
My New Year's resolution, speaking of tubs, is I want to make this thing that Samantha and I talk about. And we don't really have a name for it, but there's certain songs that we listen to and we refer to them as bathtub songs. Mm-hmm. Now, what we want to do is have this coffin-like bathtub that is...
No, I'm listening.
Well, it's like a coffin-type bathtub that you could lay in. It's going to have padding, and you have to wear a tuxedo when you wear it. Go in there. So it is a coffin. You don't have to do that. That's optional. That's your call. You can wear whatever you want.
Or nothing.
Or nothing. That's your call, too. That's fine. So what you do is you get into this tub, you close the top, and you listen to these songs. Whatever song you want for your bathtub songs. And there's like speakers and some subwoofers all around you. So it's like a full immersive experience inside of that song in this bathtub coffin.
I have a lot of questions.
Go ahead.
But first off is, for those of you guys that don't know, we didn't prepare at all. We came up with these New Year's resolutions on the spot. So
it's not true.
So,
what?
So if you thought of that off the top of your head, I'm worried where you are mentally. But even worse, if this is actually a planned thing you and Samantha have wanted to do,
we have a playlist on Spotify. It's called Bathtub Songs. You think I'm kidding?
I was hoping you were.
Play the Jeopardy song because I'm going to find this.
Bum. Bum, 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 bum.
What's it called? Send it to me. Thank you, Danny.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bathtub playlist. Right here on Spotify. First one. Could you imagine just being immersed in this song, laying in this nice bathtub coffin type thing?
It's like sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what that is, but...
Oh, a little Sam Smith?
Yeah. Can you imagine just laying down and relaxing in this nice, comfortable bathtub? The reason I say bathtub is because it's like bathtub or coffin.
Like lukewarm water.
You know, there's no water involved. It's just like...
Wait, there's actually no water?
There's no water. Samantha says there's supposed to be water. I never envisioned it with water. I just want to be able to lay down.
You're not envisioning this with water.
I keep saying bathtub because that's something that you can lay in.
You could lay in a lot of things.
How are you going to breathe if there's water in there, guys?
It's not filled.
What, are you going to just have a little sprinkle of water? What is he doing?
A layer.
One single layer?
You have a snorkel tank on.
Imagine that.
Trying.
Just relaxing. Having all these nice noises around you and thinking about your day, thinking about your year, huh? Some resolutions maybe you made while you're enjoying the deep, deep presence of this song. Fully submersive. Submersive in sound, not water, because that's insane. That's insane.
All right, I have one last New Year's resolution for 2019, and that is to, and let me finish before you say anything, all right?
Okay.
Be more present on social media.
Good.
You know, I feel like with the life that I live, more people need to see it.
Sure.
So whether I'm going on a hike, whether I'm at Target.
You love Target.
Whether I'm lighting a candle.
Uh-oh.
Whether I'm in my
your
bathtub coffin.
There you go.
Take a picture. Post it.
Posting.
Because people
one
need to see that.
Every single day, Caleb.
One picture? Like a story
day.
Or a picture?
Post.
Wow. I'll do that if you do that.
Fine.
We're shaking hands right now?
Fine.
I don't want
every day.
One whole Instagram post, not a story.
Every day.
Every day.
What is it going to be about? Doesn't matter.
Our lives.
We're going to do it.
And you're welcome.
We got to find a really nice hashtag for it, and then we'll get famous, dude. Oh, can you imagine how famous we'll get for posting a picture every single day?
Famous. We'll be the first ones ever to do that, I think.
There's been anyone who's ever done that.
Post one picture a year. Maybe we'll just do it on the Expressive Boys.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Okay.
All right, we'll work out the details.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It was a nightmare for you, and it definitely was for us as well.
I'm tired.
So I hope you had a fun, safe New Year's. And from all of us over here at KKB Danny. Studios, we love you. We bless you. And may the Lord keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. Amen.
Forever and ever and always.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.